Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Surprise, surprise. We're just going to get right into it. That's the title of today's episode, by the way. So there are four things I want to cover, and I want to make sure I got them in, so I wrote them down. Number one on my list under surprise, surprise, comes under the heading of God in His Infinite Wisdom. So, in Italy last week, there was a 21-year-old man, young man, named Marco Guccini, my namesake, actually, same name as me, right? And he was in the Alpine village of Sevo. Anyway, he wanted to have his picture taken with underneath a 98-foot cross that was mounted up on a wall that was commissioned in honor of John Paul II. Well, it turns out that as he's having his picture taken, the thing starts to splinter and it falls. And the crucifix falls on top of him and crushes him. Now, if that's not a surprise, I don't know what. And I don't know how people, the Catholics or anybody else for that matter, can talk about, was this his time? How can you not be negative about that? Is there really a God? I don't know. But if there is, he's got a hell of a joke, a hell of a sense of humor, I should say. Poor Marco. Very sad. And I personally have canceled all my crucifix photo ops that I had scheduled for the next couple of months. I've canceled them all because I don't want to be crushed. I don't know if you've been following this, if you're not in the West. I don't know, those of you who are around the world, we have a lot of listeners. But there's a guy named Cliven Bundy, and he's the one who is a rancher. I don't remember his age. I think he's 75. And he's the guy who has been effectively using the government land in Nevada for his ranch to have his cows and animals graze, even though the government has billed him approximately $1.5 million. And there's been a big legal dispute over it. He's had a few fans come out from around the country, namely Montana, Vermont, people who are willing to take on the government to defend his rights. That's not the purpose of why I'm bringing this up. Anyway, the guy had, whenever you have a guy in this country that fights the government, no matter how wrong legally he is, you will always find a bunch of losers, in my opinion, that will stand and fight with him. It's kind of like Ruby Ridge or Waco and all that stuff. And yes, I call them losers because, quite frankly, if I don't pay my taxes, I go to jail. And if he doesn't pay his taxes, he's a hero. Well, after this thing hit the media, Mr. Bundy started expressing his opinion on black people. African Americans. And one of the things he brings into question is that if we weren't, we mean black people, if we weren't all happy being slaves. And since he started making these racist comments about how black people don't have the capacity to govern themselves and how we would be a lot more happy if we were back with like our ancestors picking cotton, that life would be better for us. So since then, he has lost a lot of his fans and a lot of the people that were out there on his behalf fighting for his inalienable right to fight the government, pretty much abandoned this guy. What I find amazing, however, and this is the surprise, surprise part, is why anybody is surprised that he has such racist, bigoted opinions. I'm always amazed how, 75 years old and he's in Nevada and he's a rancher. And I got to think from my perspective that anybody who is, without getting into the legalese of it all, anybody who's brave enough to take his case to court, lose 3 or 4 times and still take out arms against the government, this is not somebody whose opinion I care about anyway. And yet I do see a lot of the quote unquote black leaders, because black people, we're not smart enough to have independent thoughts. We must have leaders. You understand that. A lot of these black leaders and pundits, have been talking how surprised they are and how this guy's such a racist and how it's offensive to this country and blah, 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 blah. And I'm amazed that people are surprised at that. In the same vein, we're moving to, make sure I say his name correctly. Hold on. Let me look at my notes here. Sterling. Yeah. Donald Sterling, who happens to be the, Clippers owner, Los Angeles Clipper, LA Clippers owner. Again, another old white guy, 81 years old. And of course, we all heard about his racist comments about how he doesn't want his ex-girlfriend, or at the time, I guess they were still dating, how he doesn't want her to be seen with black, or bringing black people to a basketball game, you know. Again, people are surprised. And I'm surprised at people like Magic Johnson and, I suppose nothing Obama does surprises me anymore. But a lot, again, black leaders who are, and of course I'm in California, so I'm used to people falling over themselves whenever anybody says anything that's not politically correct. But why do people think that just because he's a millionaire, he somehow is above the same prejudices of his day? Quite frankly, I couldn't care less. It turns out that he has a bit of a history trying to get all the black people out of his apartment buildings, and he's done some pretty icky things. So why is this so surprising? Is it surprising because his girlfriend, who I think looks around 30 to 35, you know, he's 81, is half black and half Mexican? Who cares? You know, the other day the Clippers turned the jerseys inside out in protest, and they're saying he should lose his they should have the team taken away from him. You know, I just don't understand. Surprise, surprise. These are, you know, these old white men have been against, and believe me, there's a lot of old white women that feel the same way. You know, they've always been afraid of black people, especially black men. And, you know, maybe it's because I was raised in the South or something, but in California, people are just turning cartwheels. Like, they're so offended. You know, it turns out the NAACP was going to give him some lifetime achievement award. So, He is a big philanthropist, and I don't know, I'm not familiar with what he does, but I do know he gives a lot of his money away, and quite frankly, if he wants to give me a couple of bucks, no problem. He can call me anything he wants. He can have all his personal opinions or his personal opinions, but I personally am not offended by what he says. I just don't care. I'm more concerned with what he does with his money, and it turns out, aside from trying to, you know, kick black people out of his apartment buildings. Other than that small little glitch, apparently he gives a lot of stuff away. I'm joking, of course. But I just don't understand why people think these 75, 80, 90-year-old rich white people, not that it has to be a matter of income and status, but people are people. And you got a bunch of rich bigots and poor bigots, and you got some rich liberals and poor liberals. And the fact that the celebrities give so much credence to these old, stupid, old, ignorant men, I find that to be scary. I really do. If he's so stupid that he doesn't know that, guess what, a lot of black people go to a basketball game, then who cares? Just keep the money coming, honey. That's all I care about. It's what he does with his money that matters most to me. Again, I just have no faith in these people anyway. I just think we're all humans and prejudices will follow us wherever we go. And, so, you know, there are things that we can change, and that do affect us. But his opinion of black people matters so little to me, if at all. Okay. Finally, number four on my list. And this was the one that really surprised me the most and bothers me more than any Cliven Bundys or Donald Sterlings. And that is, I went to Wendy's the other day, and I was really, really hungry. So we went to the drive-thru, but I decided to go into the restaurant to make sure they get the order right, because I really do believe that when you go to the drive-thru, it's catch as catch can, unless you're going to move over to the parking lot and take out everything and dissect it to make sure, because they get away with a lot of crap. So I walk into the Wendy's. It's about 8 o'clock at night, and I don't think there's maybe one or two customers in the whole place. It was a quiet night. I should have known this was the B team because it smelled kind of weird. I should have just walked out. But you know how you get something really fixed in your head and you really want it, right? So I go up to the guy. He's there. And I say, I'd like number one or whatever. And I'd like it. Now get this. With cheese, no onions, no lettuce, and everything else. Okay, I want everything on it except lettuce and onions. I say it three times because I can't, he's trying to confirm it, but I can't. I said, can you speak up, please? I could barely make out what this guy was saying. And my hearing's not that bad. So, and then, and I ordered some fries on the side. Okay. There you go. So there's nobody there. I wait a normal amount of time, and stupid me thinking that there aren't any customers in the store, at least none worth mentioning, and that it's quiet, and that he repeated it back to me. Silly me. I get home. I open up the burger, and what do you think I found? I know all of you are guessing this, but you may not guess what I'm about to say, and that is it only had lettuce and onion on it. Nothing else. No cheese, nothing. No sauce, no just a bread, a burger, a patty, such as it is, and lettuce and onion. Now, that just pissed me off. I could have forgiven it if it had had everything on it, and one of the extras I didn't want, right? Sometimes, you know, you just never know. Sometimes it's like, well, I'm already home. I can take off the pickle or take off the onions, or I can take off. But to have nothing else on there but that? Oh, hell no. So I get back in the car. I was so mad. I was mad at me, one, for not checking it, but two, because he's an idiot. And if it was a B team, this is a very good restaurant, generally speaking, right? So I get over there, there's another lady. I said, can I speak to the manager, please? Oh, how can I help you? And I explain, sorry, you know, whatever. The guy comes to me, oh, I thought I gave you a burger. I said, what I wanted to say was, hey, did your mother have any kids that actually lived? That's what I wanted to say. Did your mother have any kids that had a brain stem that functions? But of course, you can't say that in Southern California, I guess anywhere. So when I explained to him what he did wrong, he goes, ah, and I'm thinking, how is it you act as if you would have thought I was just described the periodic table? So bizarre. Anyway, there you go. That bothered me. By the way, they got the burger right the second time. And I did, you know, whenever you take this is a note to you. Whenever you take a burger apart in the restaurant before you go home, it's never quite the same when you get home. You know that? I don't know what it is. It's kind of bizarre. So surprise, surprise. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.